This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm.
That's very, very cool. The lyrics from the gentleman that I think a lot of people have come to know since he's been on American Idol much better. Luke Bryan does a lot of farm-focused music, and therefore he becomes the person that sort of introduces us to our weekly conversation here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, and in a few minutes we're going to meet a couple that I met on my recent trip to Ireland from their sheep farm in Ireland. They have a fabulous story to tell, and I want you to hear it, so we'll visit with them in a little bit. Every week on the podcast, we have a number of things that become a focal point. This program is about food, farm, family, and family farms that provide us with our food, the numbers, all the things that go into trying to understand what is going on our family farms. The latest podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com has news about a rather controversial question dealing with citizenship on the census next year. Farms falling off by 4% in this year's census. The number is higher with dairy farms, and so that's part of the focus. I get into that. And frankly, as a commentary on what's going on, the dairy farms especially, I had a chance this week to meet my regional group, the National Farmers Union. I belong to it. A lot of people object to the word union, but it doesn't apply as it does with us. Not a union. We pay dues to be in the union. I just find that the National Farmers Union speaks more to the needs of the family farm versus the American Farm Bureau, which seems to speak more to the needs or the desires or the business of being big ag. So you see the people that are in the AFBF versus the people in, and I don't mean to pit them against each other. I happen to belong to both groups, but I think I value more the work done by the National Farmers Union because of things like the glyphosate Monsanto Bayer debate, which continues to be a very important discussion of farms and farmers and what we're doing to the land and at what cost food growers are paying attention to this. It just is something that is so in our face. If you go to a website, GreatPlainsLaboratory.com, they have done an overview of glyphosate, which is the world's most widely produced herbicide and the primary toxic chemical in Roundup, as well as in many other herbicides. Sometimes we focus on Roundup like it was the only one, but it isn't. This is a broad-spectrum herbicide that has been used in 700 different products, from agriculture and forestry to home use. Goes back to the 1970s, kills weeds, targeting the enzymes that produce the amino acids. I can tell you how it works. The bottom line is that it kills bacteria in our system. And so in that way, when you get it into your system, you're endangering the workings of your gut. It also is implicit in the GMO debate because these glyphosate-resistant crops grow well in the presence of this chemical in the soil. It kills the weeds on the surface, doesn't kill the seeds, so the weeds keep growing back again. But that's not what's really horrible about it. What's really horrible about it is what it does to our system. There have been a lot of studies that have discovered that exposure to this glyphosate can cause chronic health problems. enters the body by direct absorption through the skin or by eating foods that have been treated with Roundup and glyphosate or by drinking water contaminated with this stuff. As a matter of fact, a recent study that we saw at our meeting of the National Farmers Union stated that a coherent body of evidence indicates that glyphosate could be toxic below the regulatory levels just enough. But if you use it all the time, the chronic nature of it affects all of us. This guy that got $250 million from Monsanto after he proved that he had cancer because he was exposed to Roundup since the 1970s. And these things, these stories go on and on, the debate about glyphosate and whether it causes autism or not. With the advanced use of glyphosate, the number of autism cases have grown to the fact that we right now in our country have 690,000 cases of autism. And the World Health Organization says it's primarily due to the glyphosate, and certainly the carcinogens that are around and all the cancers that are, I mean, it's just bad. So why are we fighting this fight is the question my brethren at the National Farmers Union are asking. Well, the reason is because the big farm groups, the big farm companies, and even some medium-sized farmers will tell you that it's good because they can grow more stuff and make more money. Well, making more money at what cost? And then people say, well, how dare you? The American family farmer is having a problem, and you talk about it all the time on your program. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me something this week about the oversupply of dairy. That was one of the things we also talked about at the National Farmer Union meeting that I had. The short-term versus long-term impact, and that's what we kind of do here in our country. We look at short-term benefits versus long-term impact or effects. There's no question that this stuff from Monsanto, glyphosate, some of the other things that they sell as well, are nothing but bad for us long-term. Bad for the soil, bad for the food, bad for our health. It's just bad. But because there's so much money behind it, it becomes a political football, and thus the problem is not solved. One of the things that the National Farmers Union is looking at are the things that are in the soil, in the water, things that come from, we were talking about using human waste on the fields. Well, I've used it. They pelletized it. I've used it, and it depends on where it comes from as to whether it's going to be harmful or not to the, I want to embrace the soil. I want all kinds of nutrients to go into it because it's better for everybody. But do I want bad stuff in my soil? No, not at all. So it's like the buyer beware. You got to know what you're buying, where it comes from, and how it's properly used. And I would ask that. I think a lot of us who are smaller farmers think about those things. The bigger farmers, for whatever the reason, don't, which is a travesty. 14 past the hour. Okay, we're going to go to Glen Keane Farm in Ireland to meet Catherine and Jim Powers right after this.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD super formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD super formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD super formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value, free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321. Let's get to one of the greatest experiences I've had, and I want to share through our story here together. If you, excuse me, were watching my Facebook page while I was in Ireland, you saw a picture of me talking to a couple of dogs in the back of one of those little carriages that we drive around the farm. They call them gators over here because John Deere, that's what they call them. I'm not sure what the machine that Jim Powers drove me around on, but a couple of Irish sheepdogs, man, they were cool. And what we saw them doing, I think, is part of the story, but it's a great story. Catherine and Jim Powers are here together. Catherine O'Grady Powers grew up at this farm, Glen Keane Farm. You go to the website, glenkeanefarm.com, one of Ireland's largest sheep farms, located in the, now I'm going to, let's see if I can do my Irish here. You might have to help me, Catherine. The Dulog Valley. How's that? Between Lewisburg. Is that my all right? Yeah. See, I got it. I'm all right.
You're right on the button.
I am right on the button. Well, it was so nice seeing you and seeing what you've done to the farm or with the farm. Tell us your story. Tell us how you happened to come into ownership of this 5,000 acres of beautiful land over in Ireland.
Oh, well, firstly, thank you so much for visiting us. That was a wonderful visit. Really enjoyed meeting you all. And certainly it's great to be on your show. Thank you for the invitation, Doug. We really appreciate it. Yes, a lot of history to Glen Keane, actually, with my own ancestors. It dates back to the 1600s, would you believe? And they were tenant farmers here on the landscape in little stone cottages, along with 39 other tenant farmers. That was, of course, when we were under British rule. And they farmed successfully, but sadly, due to the potato blight and the Irish famine, there were a lot of evictions, Doug, in this area, and my ancestors were part of that. So in 1847, their little tenant farmhouse no longer existed, and they were evicted. But that didn't stop them. They set up a little tenantship 15 miles away, and some of my ancestors emigrated off to the United States, which I have to say, really, Gurumila Mahaga to all of your listeners, because the United States has been a phenomenal support to Ireland and certainly to the Irish story. So my ancestors did what they did. My grandmother then grew up with the stories of the evictions, and of course that was instilled in her mind. So fast forwarding after 1847 to the early 1920s, that was the road that started the Ireland becoming an independent state from the UK. And to cut a long story short, my grandparents purchased Glen Keane in 1922 and moved here with their family. Then they continued to farm it, and I met, I grew up here, very beautiful but rural setting. Couldn't wait to leave. After college, I met Jim, my American husband, in the UK, and my family convinced us to move back here and take over the Glen Keane sheep farm. And I'm sure, Doug, you'll agree, who would refuse an opportunity like that?
No, having seen it, it was a magnificent visit, as you said, the whole story of Glenkeen Farm. And the story of you meeting your husband, I want to tell that. We'll introduce everybody to Jim as well as we continue here on this week's overview, Something Special in Terms of Success. Catherine and Jim Powers on The American Family Farmer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Focus on farming. Normally on the American Family Farmer, we talk about successes, ideas to help you make your farm more successful. Not everybody can take a trip over to Ireland to see what's going on. These folks, Catherine and Jim, have made a success of the farm, not just because of the animals, but how they're treating their asset. And they have a fabulous asset there. Jim Powers, the husband, is an American, as has been acknowledged by his much younger wife. We had a nice time with that, Jim, didn't we? I'm
very proud of that, too, my friend.
I think you should be, as a matter of fact. Yes, I think there's no question that you got the better part of that deal, pal, one way or the other.
I'm not questioning that statement either.
All right. So you were a pilot. And that's how you met, because when Catherine got out of school, she went to work for an airline, and you were a pilot, and that's kind of how you all got together, right?
Yes and no. I was working in the Middle East, and I was taking some time off in either London or Paris, and I met my wife in London. It was just coincidental that she was working for an Irish airline called Ryanair.
Ah, all right. So she decided... She wanted to get away from home, and she went out in the big wide world and met you, and sooner or later you figured that it would make sense to marry this lady, and so you still continue to do a lot of the flying and a lot of the work that you have done before, back and forth between Ireland and America. But the two of you, as a collaborative, have taken this asset. And again, I advise people, encourage you to go to glenkeenfarm.com, GlenKeenFarm.com, and see what they have done there. You have any farm background, farm life in your family?
Well, as a kid, I worked at a truck farm where we grew cabbage, tomatoes. I mean, I remember the arms green up to the elbows, picking tomatoes during the day.
Yeah.
But nothing with animals. So I was familiar with the farm life and machinery, but not animal husbandry or anything along those lines.
When you married Catherine, did you have any idea that you would end up doing what you have done? Did that enter into your thinking at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I actually asked her to marry me on our first night out. She said no, and therefore 100 times thereafter. But we lived in Washington, D.C., and we simultaneously lived in Carmel, California, bouncing back and forth for work. And no vision ever to be wind up in the west of Ireland farming.
Right. The west.
It's a joyous experience.
It's along the, by the way, I would say this, the West Atlantic Way, which is a newly sort of minted term to promote the assets of the west side of Ireland, because not many people have gone there. The roadway, many of the things I talked about while I was over there, and since we're experiences along this roadway, and that's how we came to your farm, which now, not just a farm, but it is a tourist attraction. And so people can come there and see a lot of things. One of the other things that is impressive about this is that you and your wife have basically created most of these buildings and the ambiance that brings people in there in the first place, right?
That is correct. We built the principal building in 2014. And we have ongoing projects going on. We've engaged in a conservation. We have engaged in a conservation architect to help us in the restoration of other buildings so that we have, one, to preserve our history, but two, it enables us to show visitors a different platform and position of the way we used to live in Ireland.
I want to talk about how we combine tourism with the actual farming as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown, that got him on his feet with handshake money.
The American Family Farmer Show, where you get the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Check it out. I was talking earlier about the nuance of what's going on in the current one, the latest podcast that we have at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We focused on Shelley Farms, which is an oyster farm. And it's interesting to get that point of view, exploring different methods of farming, the way they are farming oysters and fish farms, that kind of stuff. So you might want to check it out. It's an interesting idea. Again, diversity is what we're focused on here, how to help you make your farm more successful. And I think one of the many reasons I wanted you to meet Catherine and Jim Powers, who are Irish sheep farmers. I met them on my trip recently to Ireland. If you didn't hear the first part of the program, I went to Ireland with a group of talk radio people at the beginning of last month, and we had a fabulous week over there. And one of the days we spent at Glenkeen Farm. Go to their website, glenkeenfarm.com. You can see some of the beauty, a lake in the middle. I mean, it's just a fabulous place, and what people dream of. Jim Powers married Catherine O'Grady, and they have worked to make this a fabulous new experience. We wandered around, Jim and I, Well, I think actually Catherine was with us as well. We walked into a couple of the old buildings that you're reworking, but most of the work has, if not all of it, been done by the two of you. And it really is, it shows you what you can do if you set your heart to it. And so you've got this fabulous asset, Catherine and Jim, to offer to folks. You're not only growing a lot of sheep. I think I want to focus on the farming part of it here for the most part, the sheep and how they graze in Ireland. Catherine, I'm going to go back to you, if I may, talking about the sheep and what we learned. There are different colors. You spray paint different colors on the sheep. Why do you do that? What is the reason for having different colors on the sheep?
Yes, that's correct, Doug. Well, we're mountain sheep farmers here, so those colors that you see are extremely important because the mountainous area is not fenced in, so it's all grazing in common. And the way the mountains are divided up is we all own a shareholding of the mountains. So in our mountainscape here, there's 14 farmers. So the colors come in when we gather all of the sheep. It allows us to quickly and efficiently separate our sheep from our neighbor sheep. And our color is red on the back of the neck and red on the left leg. When we sell the wool, Doug, it does wash out and there is a bleaching process to remove the color permanently. So the colors that you see, and there are certainly many colors throughout the country. Every farmer has his own mark, and we also use the color marking system for vaccines if the animal is unwell or anything to indicate that the animal has been treated.
What different sorts, what different breeds of sheep? Some people think, especially if you're not on the farm, that a sheep is a sheep is a sheep. But that's not the case. You've put a lot of time and effort into research and planning and trying to figure out what the right breed is for you. But explain, if you don't mind, a little bit. And Jim, you can jump in too if you'd like to explain to folks what the different type, why you would have a certain type, a certain breed of sheep, and others would have a different type of sheep.
Well, being a mountain sheep farm, it supports the Scotch Blackface mountainy breed of sheep. They'd be a hardier breed, and actually the male and female in that breed have horns. A lot of people associate the male sheep only with horns, but indeed the Scotch breed, because it's a mountain breed, they have the horns. And they thrive on the landscape here, and we actually use our own lamb in the restaurant and in our tourism business and indeed for our own meals. And the hill lamb is notably different in flavour to the lowland sheep, which would be predominantly a white-faced sheep, a heavier breed of sheep, but they need a lot of TLC. They would need to have winter housing, and they're fed a lot by hand as well. Whereas the mountainy sheep, they graze out year-round outside, and they don't actually do well indoors. We only winter house them if they're an older stock or if they need attention or care. So we did introduce a Texel breed into the farm here because the profitability from the hill lamb, and there's no profit in it when you take out all of your costs in farming. So we introduced a Texel, which is a white-faced breed of sheep, and they cross with our Scotch mountainy black-faced sheep to produce a Hill-Tex lamb. You'll remember all that.
But, people are paying attention to it in terms of the results as much as anything else. Let me ask Jim for a sec, the dogs that we were exposed to when that picture I was talking about of me talking to the dogs in the back of a little cart truck that you had when we were riding around, the dogs were fabulous. And I wonder if you can help people, and I think this goes for not just sheep farming, but a lot of general farming with animals requires a good dog, a well-trained dog. How did you decide on what dogs to get and breed, and how do you train them?
Well, when I first landed up in Ireland, I thought what I wanted was I wanted a man dog, and I wanted a a border collie, because that's what all the dogs in our region is what they use in Ireland, is border collie. And my wife landed up with a little girl dog, and she also named it, and she named it Daisy. Mm-hmm. So the Yank was over there with a little girl dog and yelling it to the top of my lungs, Daisy, Daisy. It was comical, and the neighbors laughed at me. And I trained the dog myself with commands called left and right. And what I didn't consider was, with the wind blowing and the great distance travel, that left and right sound so very similar. So the result was that the dog couldn't differentiate my commands. But what she saw was some ape jumping up and down, pointing left and right. Mm-hmm. The neighbors were laughing. The Yank was screaming, Daisy, Daisy. And I got lucky, though. In the long run, Daisy learned sign language. And to her honor, her namesake is passed on throughout the villages. When any man has a little girl dog, they've been naming their dog Daisy. In turn, my wife knows everything about sheep farming. And so our next dog that we got, she insisted that both the handler, me, and the dog went to go to dog school. And we were fortunate to have a neighbor over the hill to train us both. And we were trained in commands called come by and away. Come by would be clockwise and away would be anti-clockwise. So we can send our dogs on verbal commands to a great distance of about two, pushing a mile on come by, and anti-clockwise on away. Now, my wife is very skilled, and she can blow a whistle. She's like the Pied Piper. And she blows a whistle. It's a wolf whistle. It's for one command and for another command. And she can talk a little bit further about that. But the dog is a border collie, and dog school by my neighbor, a very knowledgeable gentleman.
We actually met him
training both
when we were there. We met this guy, the trainer. And you talk about an old salt. There's somebody who obviously knows. I wanted to have I think I teased you at the moment you I learned the dog. Your dog's name was Daisy. I think I told you I have an English bulldog whose name is Daisy May. And I could just imagine how a little short-legged dog be running around chasing those sheep around. But the fascinating thing is, even for people who know how this works, is to see them and how precise they are, how precise the response is to their commands from you and from Catherine, and then how the sheep respond to them, moving not an inch further than the dogs will let them. And that's, I think that's a fabulous, it's an experience, but it's also fabulous to understand how well you can train them. Let me pause for a moment here. We'll get back. I want to spend time talking about the combination of tourism and the farm together. Go to the website, glenkeenfarm.com, and see what Jim and Catherine have created here. It's a fabulous experience. Here's a way for you to have a great experience if you're trying to lose weight. The number one choice for weight loss, if you're wanting to do it in a healthy way, there are tons of ways you can lose. And it's, you go on a diet, you go exercise, you do stuff. But then when it's all over, how do you keep the weight off of your body? For more than 20 years, the people in the family at Calitrin have been able to, with a lot of scientific research, come up with a way to help you be successful losing the weight. One of the big things is the main ingredient of Calitrin is collagen, which is the protein in your body that takes up 30% of all the proteins. It helps you to grow stronger. Lean muscle is an outgrowth of this. Weight loss, joint enhancement. Actually, when you're on Calitrin, it'll help if you have acid reflux. There are all kinds of benefits, mostly because of the main ingredient being collagen, which is one of the building blocks of your life, of your body. And you start producing it in your 20s. That's why as you get into your 30s, you get fat. And now you're going to lose it. Keep it off. It's a 6-month program now. Go to toploss.com and get the special deal by using DJV in the box for code. Check that box for DJV and get some free elements with this. 3 bottles and then the 90-day supply added on to that will help you lose that weight and keep it off. That's what you want to do. Lose it. It's kind of painless, and then keep it off. Also kind of painless. Go to toploss.com for the special deal using the code DJV.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS. Remember Pokemon Go, that augmented reality game where you captured Pokemon hiding in real life? Well, that's the idea behind Big Shot Basketball, except you collect NBA players, and it all happens in augmented reality, where you're actually part of the game. Trevor Dirksen from Big Shot Basketball explains.
In addition to seeing the NBA athlete, you've got your avatar in the game, and you've got, you know, the ball cap that you like, the sneakers you like, and the t-shirt you like on. Now you can take a selfie. So unlike Pokemon Go, you meet the monster, and, you know, that's sort of the end of the augmented reality experience. In Big Shot, the augmented reality experience includes the ability to take a selfie with the NBA athlete. In augmented reality, your 3D models meet in the virtual world, and now you can add filters, like Snapchat-like filters.
Go to BigShotAR.com for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Aces.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with word on yet another chance, I put chance in quotation marks, for the government to get into your pants here. There's a new bill called the Opportunity for Fairness in Farming Act, Senate 935, introduced by Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, and Elizabeth Warren, an interesting combination, from Massachusetts, a Democrat. The Opportunity for Fairness in Farming would address undue influence in the checkoff programs by lobbying organizations. We all know how lobbying organizations work, and now we have to actually pass bills to keep them from messing things up. This legislation would stop federally mandated checkoff dollars from being transferred to parties that seek to influence government policies. In other words, the taxpayer, you and me, has supported a checkoff program. We also get the beef and whoever it is that's vegetables that get support. Checkoff means the money goes to help promote these various products. And so under this bill, there'd be a prohibition against conflicts of interest in contracting and decision-making operations in the checkoff programs, stop federally mandated funds from being used for anti-competitive programs. In other words, it finally puts a consciousness. That's what fairness in farming is. So the farmer actually gets some benefit out of the promotion instead of money being funneled to some of these anti-competitive organizations that don't help the farmer. They hurt the farmer. So perhaps you'd like to have your senator know how you feel about this. Contact your senator and get him to support Senate 935, the Fairness in Farming Act. Continuing on now with our focus on a couple of fabulous folks. Catherine Powers is Irish. Jim Powers is American. They've come together working on this fabulous farm. Again, I'm checking out, looking at some of the pictures, bringing back some great memories of what I saw myself and experienced there along the Wild Atlantic Way with the Jim. There's pictures on the website of him talking to groups of people with the sheep right there about what goes on. So, Catherine, back to the idea of combining tourism with the farm, how do you do it so that people who come and visit don't interfere with the job of actually running the farm?
Well, yes, that was a challenging task, Doug, and we had to put a lot of research and thought into it. Actually, Jim is a very patient man. It took over 10 years to research and plan and build our visitor center at Glen Keane, which we opened in 2014. And what we did was we took the activities that happen on the farm, like sheep herding, sheep shearing, turf cutting, hiking, and we packaged those for visitors to come and experience. And also the ancient buildings that we would have taken you in to see as well. That's a very, very special place. It's part of the old cluster villages from the Rundale farm system that went into the tenantships as well. And we're very fortunate to have that authentic cluster village here at Glen Keane. So we separated, we schedule everything. We're not open for walk-in public visitors. Everything is pre-booked in advance, which enables us to manage the sheep farm, which is a very busy working environment. And for health and safety, we have to schedule it like that.
Well,
so that's pretty much how we control it.
Yeah, beautiful buildings, great restaurant. The food is fabulous. There we had a great, great meal and learned from the fellow who trained the dogs also how to cut the peat. Many people don't realize that the bogs all around here, the peat that comes from them is what you use to heat, as the major source for heat in many buildings, especially this part of Ireland, where you cut there's a special tool, a shovel, if you will, that cuts the peat and you let it dry out and then use it. It's really one of those unique things about Ireland, and there are so many of them. And this place is certainly one of those. Anybody who's traveling to Ireland, make sure you get yourself over to the west, the Wild Atlantic Way on the west side of the country and see Glenkeen Farm. Many thanks to Catherine Powers and her husband Jim, and certainly continued success. I hope I get a chance to come visit with you again soon. Thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
The American Family Farmer Show is the address for the podcast. I'm Doug Steffen in the Martha and Marley Spoon studio. Martha and Marley Spoon are the new leaders when it comes to distributing fresh food grown on many of your farms. As a matter of fact, to be part of the Martha free taste test and get your free meals, there are three free meals you can have to test out this great, fabulous food. Text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. Get great food sent right to your door to prepare at your home. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today, texting FORK to 246-810. The whole idea of understanding what the American family farmer is getting out of all of his and her efforts, this is something that I continue to do research on, and I thought I'd bring you up to date in a number of categories here as to how much the farmer's share is of a retail food dollar in any number of categories. So I'm going to have that update for you right after this.
Americans may be leaving out a critical part of their wellness routines, their brains. Holistic psychiatrist and neurologist Dr. Hila Tass explains.
A recent Harris poll showed that Americans may not be doing all they can do to take care of their brains, despite knowing that there are things they can do to help.
For starters, she says your lifestyle is extremely important.
We need to get sufficient sleep, 7 to 8 hours. We need a good diet, such as the Mediterranean-style diet with fish, whole grains, leafy green vegetables. We need to exercise, which improves brain blood flow. It also improves mood and reduces stress.
Cass says there are also certain supplements that have been proven to help.
Nuriva is a new brain health dietary supplement that's made up of two clinically proven ingredients that are natural and GMO-free. We also have the Nuriva Brain Gym app that helps to retrain your brain in so many ways, and you can actually track your improvement as you go.
For more info, go to Nuriva, NEURIVA.com.
So the farmer's share of the retail food dollar is something that is a real pet peeve of mine when you realize what the numbers are. If you haven't heard these numbers, listen carefully so that you know what the farmer's share is of the retail price of some of these commodities. For example, flour. Multi-purpose flour. Normal price is $4.39 a pound. The farmer's share of that is 44 cents. A loaf of bread, let's say country whole wheat bread, sells for $3.99 in many supermarkets. Farmer's share of that is 13 cents. Wheaties, 15-ounce box of Wheaties, $5.69. Farmer's share of that is 9 cents. A six-pack of Budweiser beer goes for, what, $8, $9? Farmers that grow the grain for that, their share of that $8.99 is 4 cents. Milk, a gallon of milk, $4.59 in most of the stores. Farmer gets $1.40 out of that. Potatoes are $3.99 a pound. I just bought some the other night. 54 cents of that $3.99 is what the farmer gets for raising the potatoes. Apples in the fall, $2.89 a pound, at least around here. Farmer's share of that, 40 cents. A ham or bacon, raising pigs. The pork around here is $3, $4, $5 a pound. Farmers get 59 cents a pound for hogs on the hoof. A sirloin steak, $12.99 a pound for that. Farmer's share, $1.98. Eggs, $2, $3 a dozen around here. Farmer's take on that, 92 cents. Not bad, actually, when you compare other numbers. Carrots and lettuce, that sort of thing, $2, $3, $4 a pound or a head in the case of the lettuce. Farmer's share, 38 cents. Tomatoes, $4.59 a pound. 45 cents for the farmer. You realize how outrageous you do. I know you do because you're not part of the problem and you are part of the solution. That is part of what we eat, what comes on the table every night. But the farmer's share of a variety of retail food products is outrageous. It really is. Are we sad about it? Are we angry about it? What do we do about it? What are the farm organizations like American Farm Bureau and National Farmers Union? I've been talking about them off and on during the program today, and I often talk about them. What are they doing to help enhance your ability to make a living? In order to keep the farms alive, we got to have people understand what it takes to do this and what we're actually getting out of it, which isn't enough. Food for thought from Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.